WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. It is time to kick this show into gear. Racing right up the road in Nashville saw a 1-2-3 finish for Joe Gibbs. Had a little drama towards the end. Got exciting there at the end. And, of course, got some other drivers had a very, very good run. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Point standings. You know, all the stuff that we do. As NASCAR was just about in our backyard at Nashville Speedway. So, you know what? It'll be a good one. Sit back, relax. Let's do this thing. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, alongside or across from, adjacent to, the reason we have this little soiree every Monday at 6. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Company.
Good evening and glad to be here. It's, man, what a fast-paced day it's been.
It has been go from the minute I woke up this morning. And you know what? I actually left the house about 30 minutes early this morning just to get an extra little oomph on the day. And thank God I did, because it's been all I could. When I got here before and sat in here to get ready for the show, that's really the first to myself moment I've kind of had to get things collected today.
So that means you were productive.
Well, you never know how productive, but yes, it was busy.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got started a little extra early on a Monday morning, especially from a weekend. Usually you need Monday morning to recover, don't you?
Yeah, I was a good boy yesterday.
So you behaved?
Behaved, had a really good dinner. I think that may have soaked a lot of it up.
What do you define as a good dinner?
So, you know, it was my birthday Friday, and so my wife...
Yeah, I sent you a text, and you know, like...
I think I did
crickets.
Reply, didn't I?
No, it's crickets.
I replied to... Oh, you sent me a picture of your grandbaby. Yeah, I said, what a cutie.
A picture of my grandson yesterday.
So my wife got me a Blackstone grill, you know, the flat griddles, basically. You know what they are.
Do you use that outside?
Yeah.
But don't you already have a lot of grills?
I have a smoker, but I don't have like a grill. Hmm. So she got me one of those. And so we had steaks yesterday, and it turned out really good.
So what's special about this?
You don't know. Like it's just a big flat. It's like a flat grill,
so it doesn't drip the grease or anything.
Yes, like if you go to hibachi, it's like cooking on one of those. So it's flat, you can do all sorts of good, you know, I mean, it's like anything else, it's good and bad with it, but it is fun because you can just have all, like if you were going to cook burgers, like you don't have to worry about things flaring up and all that. You could do a lot of damage. I mean, there you can get a lot of stuff on there. It's like having a giant cast iron pan outside.
So it's cooking in the fat that's coming off whatever you're cooking.
Yeah, I mean, but you add some,
because I like
stuff
a grill
it.
Where it's dripping the fat off into the coals.
Yeah, it's not doing that. But you can move the fat around because you've got your little scraper there.
You just move it around and scrape it around and that kind of stuff.
But that kind of fat's the good kind of fat, Sean.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. You don't want the bad fat, but fat coming from animals, that's
good. Do you use a wire brush on your grills?
You don't on this, but on a normal grill, yeah, I'd always, at the very end and at the very beginning.
I saw a news report the other day where, I don't remember the number, but it was supposed to be a pretty large number of people that use wire brushes, consume those in their food or their meat, and it can really cause you a lot of severe damage.
Yeah, you probably, the one I would, a lot of times I would just... I would fold up a nap or, you know, paper towel and put a little water on it and then clean it when it's still hot, and it kind of steams it.
So, but there's still that risk of a bristle breaking off somewhere and it ended up in your meat, isn't there?
Possibly. I mean, you know how long all of us have been eating stuff off of wire brush grill?
Yeah, but it only takes one time.
That's true, but we made it this far.
You know, and especially if you try, once you swallow that and eat it, man, that, just imagine that going through the body and then trying to come out.
Yeah.
That could tear some things up.
I feel like if it's a big enough piece that you could actually see and taste it, and why are you eating that? Like a little tiny sliver.
Yeah, but I could see you already having about 6 beers.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time,
about standard,
you don't even know what's going down. You know, it just kind of slides through.
I've never eaten metal and been like, what was that?
I had never given any thought, and I saw it in this news report, and I thought, well, hey, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to quit using a wire brush. Of course, I haven't grilled in several years. Matter of fact,
might need to get rid of
it. I doubt I've even got any propane gas.
I was about to say, you might need to look at getting a new grill there. It's probably...
Well, it's been covered up.
Yeah, but there's probably a raccoon living in it.
or something growing in it. That may be more like the case. So this is called a Brookstone grill?
A Blackstone.
Blackstone.
This is like a Yeti cooler or like a...
Okay, so it's a brand name.
Yeah, like a Solo stove. It's bouge for sure. Okay. I mean, they sell it at Walmart, but it's still kind of
bouge. Oh, they do sell this brand at Walmart.
Pretty sure they do.
So what kind of cabbage are we talking about this would cost?
It's a gift. I have no idea.
I know, but you don't have an idea of if I want to go buy one, what I need to budget for? Because I'm on a tight budget.
Yeah, you are. let's see. You know what? She bought it from the Blackstone website, so I have no idea.
Oh, so it's like the Louis Vuittons of grills.
No, it's not like super alt. Like those are when you get into the Vikings and all that. No, it's nothing like that.
Gotcha.
You can get this down at the old Ace. I bet she spent a couple $100.
Well, you know, you may need to invite your old friend Dad Bod to come over and sample some of your food.
He's got nothing better to do.
I was gonna say, since you got your new grill and you're cooking it all, so that's pretty cool.
All right, yeah. Well, I could have you and Mrs. Whitfield over. Dang. You know what? She may have spent a little more than I thought.
We'll be drawing Social Security by the time that happens.
I'm afraid she may have bought a little more.
So what's the price range on those?
No, never mind. That's not as bad as I thought.
Let's see if you're worth it.
I think I found her. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
So what kind of budget are we talking about?
About $3,000.
Man,
that's pretty nice.
She sort of overdid it for you.
She did.
You might be worth about $150, but $3,000?
We don't go that big at the Warehouse. So
man,
all that means is next year for Mother's Day.
I bet that's going to cost you in other ways.
It doesn't it always? No, for her birthday. Okay, I've just got to remember that.
I was going to say, it's going to cost you in other ways.
Screenshot this thing.
Because, if she spent $3,000, that means you're going to have to go about $5,000 when it comes to her birthday.
Definitely have to do more.
So, see, it's to your advantage to know what you're dealing with and what you need to budget for.
She did pretty good on her birthday, so I can't even... No, she just has to deal.
Yeah, I know, but you know, the bar keeps getting raised, it sounds like.
She just has to deal, I think. Yeah. But no, so it was fun. Did some steak, some veggies. It was really good.
Good
I enjoyed deal. It. And I've got... I've learned I'll cook 2 steaks, and so tonight when I get home, second steak.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
How's the personal trainer going in the diet?
See, and that's good because I've got to get my protein in. I'm having a hard time, Sean, eating all this dang protein. But I Googled what the size steak I eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 80 grams.
So that's good.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, as long as you get half of it, half the protein you need. For you, that's good. That's still a step up and an improvement.
What do you mean? I'm getting more, but this dinner will push me over.
I could see where you're like a typical 50 or 60 gram per day at best protein.
Yeah, but I'm having to do way more than that now.
Well, are you staying consistent?
Yeah.
Well, good deal.
Trying to. Got to hit my 100 to 125 a day. And then it's going to go up after that when I really get rocking.
My wife, Kim Chapman Whitfield, she has gotten on this exercise. She's always done exercise, but she's really been like heavy duty in it lately, to where she is cooking on Sunday night and doing all this meal prepping on Sunday night for the week.
Dude, I know people do that. You probably love that because it saves money.
No, it's actually costing me money.
Because I can't stand grill prep or meal prep.
Because every time she goes to the grocery store, it's like 70 or 80 bucks, and she's going pretty frequently.
Have you been to the grocery store lately? You cannot,
oh, I know.
You cannot drive by the grocery store and not spend $100.
I know, but before that, she wasn't. It wasn't taking that much to feed her because she didn't eat a lot to start with. But so this is costing more money than it was before, but she's having fun with it. We'll see how long it lasts. So, yeah. And I do some of that, but I don't do it maybe like I should. But I do try to, you know, watch what I eat and get in my fair share of protein every day and protein supplements. And I eat a lot of beef, eat a fair amount of chicken, try to get fish when I can.
So, yeah, I love some fish. And so I can cook fish outside. I can't cook it inside.
Have you ever been to Mongolian Grill
over
at Brainerd Village? That's a good place to get you in some good protein.
Okay.
Or a large quantity. They got fish on the bar. They got chicken. They got beef. And you can just load it up.
You have to take me to lunch sometime.
And, I keep waiting on when you're going to take me and Big Daddy Kyle to lunch.
Let's go.
You know, you said that a few months. Well, it's been longer than a few months ago.
I was in dang old Dade County the other day. I thought, man, I used to know a fella. Kind of ran stuff around here.
Yeah, I guess Big Daddy Kyle's doing well. You know, he was a part of the show for a long time. And then he divorced us. But he's doing well. I still see him, you know, about once a month. He comes in. So the days of Big Daddy Kyle and Valvoline Racing Radio. Brings back some memories.
Well, yeah, there was a lot. Absolutely.
In our 25 years of doing Racing Talk Radio. My weekend was good. It was, you know, busy doing stuff.
Didn't see you guys at Mass Sunday. Kept looking.
You know, it interfered with our Sunday morning worship at Silverdale.
Okay.
So that's why we didn't make it.
Well, that's, you know, that's where all the heathens
that's,
are. That's
you ought to come visit our church sometime. You know, we've been to yours. So you should come visit ours.
Well, I could, except you know, I want to worship the Lord, not whatever.
But
whatever heathenism.
But at
y'all
our church,
there.
There's no room to take a nap.
It's Silverdale, right?
Yeah.
Man, that is such a big campus.
Oh, it's the one. It's I think it's the largest church in Hamilton County now.
Is it really?
It's over 7,000 people.
Wow, man.
And see, it at our church you don't fall asleep and take a nap. Where, you know, last time I went to yours, I dozed off a time or two, but I caught myself.
Because you weren't thinking about the Lord.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then I started smelling stuff, and it was like, you know, being in school when you put that smelling salts and stuff in your under your nose, man, to kind of wake you up.
We have been wearing out the, I don't know if it's just the time of year, but we've been wearing out the incense lately. And I'm the same way. That's not my favorite thing. But, you know, the history of incense, Sean, is it's meant as a purification. So now it's just ritualistic. But
yeah.
But you think about thousands of years ago, right, when everyone's in church.
Mm-hmm.
Think about people's hygiene. Didn't used to be what it was, right? So literally incense was just a way to make church not smell like a room full of a bunch of gross people.
Well, this is what I don't understand about your Catholic church is everybody drinks out of the same cup.
Oh, I know.
You still do you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Last time I turned down a drink, I misunderstood the question.
Is that what it was?
So you're offering
there's just something
you're
about,
offering wine, I'm taking it.
It's just something about, you know, about 150 people all drinking out of the same cup that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
And y'all were doing that during COVID too, I guess.
No, they did. They stopped the wine during COVID.
Huh. We just gone back to shaking hands at our church.
Yeah. So,
because during COVID, you know, we stopped that.
So we do the same thing, except, you know, it's, you know, give the sign of peace. And so shaking hands is normally what you do, but everybody just went to say doing the peace sign. And it's funny, only about half the, now you can totally shake hands, but it's total preference. But only half the people are back to shaking hands.
Yeah.
And so I never, it's this weird dance of, am I giving you a peace sign or am I shouting?
No, it's fist bump now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's
knuckle up for the Lord.
Yeah, that's what a lot of folks are doing. Well, we had a NASCAR weekend at Nashville, as you said at the introduction of the program. I didn't think that race was ever going to be over. Matter of fact, I fell asleep twice because, you know, I start falling asleep as an old guy, you know, between 10:30 and 11. And then it was already a rain delayed race. It was around 80 minutes late because of rain. And then, of course, it was a Sunday night race, which I like and is a good thing. But I'm not even sure what time it was over. Do you know? Are you aware?
I read, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't even remember what time it was over. But anyway, Toyota is king of the hill. Chevrolet is not quite as far back as they were earlier in the season. Ford, boy, they're struggling. They need a lot of prayer, speaking of church, because Ford is just not getting the job done. But Toyota is doing extremely well right now, and Joe Gibbs Racing continues to prove that.
Just a big win for Denny Hamlin and a dominant run for Joe Gibbs, finishing 1, 2, and 3, here in Nashville. It was, things still feel subdued. Things still feel different. It's probably going to be that for a while. Mm-hmm. But it was good to see cars back on the track and racing and people celebrating and getting wins. And of course, Denny Hamlin did do the bow in honor of Kyle Busch. You're probably going to see that a lot this year.
Yeah.
But big win for, one of Kyle's old teammates, Denny.
It does seem weird. It you're right. It's going to take some time for everybody in the NASCAR community, the NASCAR nation, to get used to the fact that Kyle Busch is not in the race. And I was thinking back on the years of this show, and we've been at it now 25 years. For nearly two decades, we typically had something being said on this show about Kyle Busch, even if it was...
I wish there was a way to know whether or not that we actually had an episode we didn't mention his name.
Yeah.
That would be...
And for him to not be a part of the conversation into the race, and even the last couple of years that he hadn't ran well, we talked about him just as much or more than we did when he was running well. And I was thinking, too, as I was driving down the road the other day, just think of all the ups and downs in his career and the races that he was smiling and happy in victory lane, and the races that he was pouting and he was off in the hall or wouldn't speak to the media, or he was mad, or he was into it with another driver. I mean, so many stories.
Yeah, just a constant on and off the racetrack.
Yeah,
and gone now.
For sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We have been talking NASCAR for 25 years. We had our 25th anniversary this past February. We couldn't have done it without all of you, and thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day as we are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow morning at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nuga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning five-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuka Dentistry. Nuka Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuka Dentistry studio. Find Nuka Dentistry online at NukaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, we're here each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info we think you need to know. And, of course, getting ready to talk about the big win from Denny Hamlin in Nashville. Big night for Joe Gibbs Racing as they finish 1-2-3. Also, big night for our buddy SVG, who's rocking the Tootsie's Mobile, which is always a cool one to rock when you're in Nashville. And, of course, up next, Michigan, then followed by Pocono in the San Diego Street Course. And then we've got Sonoma. So we're going to have back-to-back road course racing coming up this weekend. That's pretty cool. And the in-season challenge just right around the corner. So there you have it. Lots going on as summer really gets underway.
It is sort of surreal to notice that this was race number 14. There's 26 races in the regular season before we get into the final 10 races of the championship, and we're over halfway in the regular season.
Yeah.
So time is ticking quickly. The next thing you know, we're going to be getting ready for college football. The summer is going to go by.
So, yes, it's starting to feel that way. So there was some like big in football today. One of the defensive player of the year, two-time defensive player of the year, just got traded out of nowhere. So like
for who? Who was he with?
Miles Garrett was with the Browns, just got traded to the Los Angeles Rams. Nobody saw it coming. Like, oh my, so the talk's been about football and there's supposed to be other couple trades. The NFL has gotten so good at staying relevant year round. It's insane. But there's already been talk about Texas's coach and Texas Tech's coach are getting into it. There's still talk about some of the people that are, players, portal, NIL. There's still so much talk about this. Yes, we're 2 months away from that's all anyone will talk about. So,
And then we're getting ready to go in the finals of the NBA, aren't we?
Yeah. So, and we're having one of the, best playoff rounds we've had in a long time. Right now, you've got the San Antonio Spurs, who have probably one of the most unique and probably soon to be most dominant players in NBA history, playing against the all-time, the New York Knicks, one of the most popular basketball teams of all time. That's getting ready to happen in the finals. So, NBA is probably beside themselves excited about that. And that's why you're hoping, like NASCAR, like, man, take this time, you know, let's do something cool. Of course, the passing of Kyle Busch got you a ton of interest or a ton of notoriety, not for a good way, but it's still,
you could say, exposure for the sport.
Tons of exposure. But now, you know, now we're leading into, oh, we're going to Michigan. But, you know, the San Diego Road Course race and Sonoma, that's going to be pretty cool.
You know, one thing that surprised me about the all the news stories with Kyle Busch is they went on for multiple days on news outlets that typically never even cover NASCAR. Some seldom even cover sports unless there's something big going on. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think Kyle Busch was on the cover of People magazine this past week. And
wow,
a lot of these different news programs and national media, I mean, they were covering the Kyle Busch story for several days. And then when the family came out and shared, you know, what he died of, then it seemed like it was in the news cycle for another 48 hours or more,
which is crazy. Walking pneumonia and sepsis. Wow.
And then it brought light and exposure to what sepsis is and what causes it and how deadly it can be. I think that's, if you can find anything good in the news cycle related to the passing of Kyle Busch, I would say it's possibly the education of sepsis. There's a lot of people, including myself, had never given that any thought, and hadn't really been that up and educated on it.
Well, you know, and listen, it's got to be just heart-wrenching for the family to have to constantly read like how preventable this was. This was absolutely preventable, but it's also a giant wake-up call to everybody out there, because Kyle Busch did the exact same thing any of us would do.
Well, I would say most guys would.
Most guys.
It's typically a guy thing when we don't go to the doctor.
Or I feel bad, whatever. I'm going to take my medicine and I'm fine. I'm just going to go to work. I'm fine. No, take it and rest. This is this kind of bad stuff that can happen to you. And that part is scary. So, yes, maybe if there is any good thing that comes of this, if you really feel that bad, even if you're on medicine, rest is, I mean, Sean, you're in the fitness world. How important is rest?
Yeah, it's critical.
You can lift
it's
weights.
It's your body, you know, it's time for your body to recover.
You can lift weights all day, every day, and you're actually hurting yourself because you need rest. Your body has a chance to recover.
And how many times, and I think many of us out there listening today, and especially I'm speaking for myself, have been in that situation that Kyle Busch was in, where you start feeling bad and you're lingering on with some sort of sickness, and you think, okay, I can, you know, I'm young, I'm bulletproof, I can get over this, and you just keep going and you keep going, and then you ignore various symptoms, and then you can be in a situation like Kyle Busch where you get a wake-up call, so to speak, that, hey, your body can't take this any longer. And it's unfortunate that it happened to Kyle Busch, that he didn't recognize just how serious it was. And many of us would have done the exact same thing.
And listen, the other thing, and we'll never know, but Kyle probably also felt, I can't take time off right now. Mm-hmm. We're having a terrible year. I've got to get back out there. They need me at the shop. They need me. We've got to find every little thing. We are scraping by. You know, if he already had a win or two, probably like, man, I need to take a week off, boss. All right, mm-hmm. Cool. But constantly pressing and constantly pushing. And, sometimes you got to listen to your body.
And many times the driver feels like he's got all the weight and responsibility on him because the entire team and company, your success is their success.
Because everybody else can do their job, but if you don't do yours, nothing good happens.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully this was a learning lesson for a lot of people across the country and perhaps across the world, to take this serious when your body starts giving you signs. And I would even encourage people to, I take a lot of, I'm real big in holistic health, and use a lot of the products at Nutrition World. And I am all about you know, taking the right supplementation to have the preventive maintenance to prevent your body ever getting in those kind of situations where you find yourself very, very ill. All right, let's move on to the racing at Nashville. We had the Cracker Barrel 400, fourth straight year of a sellout crowd. That's good news.
Attaboy, Nashville. Everybody wants a reason to go to Nashville. It's so hot right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Denny Hamlin was on the pole. He won the race at Nashville Super Speedway. 300 laps, 399 miles. He slid right by teammate Christopher Bell. Christopher came in second, started fourth. In third, Chase Briscoe. So we had all three Hendrick drivers in the front. First, second, third. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a successful run, got in fourth spot. Fifth was Shane Van Gisbergen, the highest finishing driver for Trackhouse Racing.
Highest finishing on an oval for SVG.
Yeah, great news for him. Tyler Reddick ended up in a crash there at the end, hit the wall, sixth spot. So his finish certainly is much better than what it could have possibly ended up in after he was in the wreck there on the final lap. Seventh was Chase Elliott, started 29th. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, Zane Smith. And 10th, Carson Hocevar.
Other drivers of note, Ty Gibbs, 13th. Joey Logano, 14th. Austin Dillon, 18th. Daniel Suarez in the 19th spot. Kyle Larson, 23rd place. Austin Cindric, 26th. Austin Hill, 27th. William Byron, 30th. Bubba Wallace, 32nd. Alex Bowman, 33rd. And a bad night for Ross Chastain, as he finished 37th. You know, we don't talk about manufacturers a ton, but you did start off the show. Great run for Toyota, decent run for Chevrolet. But, Sean, Bubba Wallace was the worst finishing Toyota, okay? But if you take that away, there's not a Toyota that finished outside the top 25.
And there was only two Fords in the top 10.
And you don't see the blue ovals for a while, and you see a bunch of bow ties and blue ovals at the very back. Now, a lot of that has to be because there's probably more smaller teams that use them, but Toyota. Oh, TRD's got Nashville figured out.
Yeah, and when you look at the top 20, there's only four Fords in the top 20. It's dominated by Toyota and Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin led 57 laps. Christopher Bell led 29 laps. Chase Briscoe led 14, another driver that led his fair share of laps. Tyler Reddick with 42, he did not lead the most laps. He led the second most laps. The most laps led was by Ford driver Ryan Blaney. And I would think, would you agree that Ryan Blaney is probably the most successful, especially if you look at the driver standings, the most successful Ford driver we've seen so far this year?
Yeah, which is not saying a lot, but you could say, that Joey Logano not having a great year, but at least he's a champion. The list is not long of people having a good run in Fords this year.
And it surprised me how challenging and tough a season that Joey Logano has had. I would have expected more out of him. I would have expected him to be...
He cut all his hair to try to look too cool. I think that was...
What it is?
I think that was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, he lost his sponsorship from the hair club. So maybe that had something to do with it. There were 11 caution flags for 77 laps and 31 lead changes among 15 drivers. All right, time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series, and we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that and more straight ahead. Also, too, we will have our little fun segment called Where Are They Now? Today's featured driver is Ken Schrader. We got that right after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
I'm a new soul, working my way down an old road.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7, talking Nashville. Denny Hamlin's big win. Great run for JGR. Great run for Toyota, period. So big win for Denny. He already had one this year, but just continues to throw his name in the ring. Is this the year? I bet Denny... Every year is going to be, is this year, until he finally wins a championship or becomes a first ballot Hall of Famer and takes the title of best driver to never win a championship.
I think that he's going to eliminate that title.
I mean, what? He's got this and maybe one more year? I mean, he can continue to race but as long as he wants, but it's got to be this year or next year probably.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm going to go ahead and say that if I was a betting man, I would say that he will end his career with a championship. I think he will achieve that before it's all over with.
You know what I'm going to do, Sean? Based on what you're saying and your belief, because you don't go out on limbs.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna check my little app here, and I'm going to see what they've got the odds
what's the name Denny of the, what's the name of that app?
This one's FanDuel.
FanDuel.
Yeah.
Are they the official sports betting app of NASCAR?
Probably not. They're just the one that
you're familiar with. Or
I have downloaded on my phone. Yes.
Yeah.
So you know the funny thing is about living in my neighborhood is you can bet in Tennessee but not in Georgia. And where my house is, it's really close to the line. So there's a lot of times that I'll pull up my phone. And it's like, you can't bet here. I'm like, wait, yeah. I'll walk over to the other part of the house and it'll let me. So,
yeah, you do live right there at the state line. So that's interesting. All right. While you were looking for that, I'll get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. After the race at Nashville, Tyler Reddick is still leading. However, it's no longer triple digits. It's only double digits.
Oh, it's falling fast.
97 points, though. 97 points ahead of the leader. And Denny Hamlin's in second. Ryan Blaney's in third. He is the best Ford driver. Of course, got two Toyotas at the front. Chase Elliott is the first Chevrolet represented. He's in fourth spot. Ty Gibbs, fellow teammate of Joe Gibbs Racing, is in fifth spot.
Kyle Larson, sixth. Christopher Bell, seventh. Chris Buescher, eighth. Carson Hocevar, hanging tough in ninth. Daniel Suarez rounds out the top 10, followed by William Byron. SVG in the 12th spot. Sean, Brad Keselowski, still in the top 16. He's at 13th. Chase Briscoe, 14th. Bubba Wallace hangs on in 15th. And Austin Cindric is in 16th, beating out Ryan Preece right now only by 2 points. Ryan Preece is 17th place and has zero wins, top fives, poles, stage wins. Joey Logano, probably the next big name out there and still within striking distance. He's in the 18th spot. All right, according to Sean, according to our friends at FanDuel, who do you think is the Cups? It's got Cup Series 2026 outright winner. So this is just who wins the Cup Series. Who do you think is up top right now?
I would have to say Tyler Reddick.
It is Tyler Reddick. He's plus 360 to win. So if you bet $100, you would win $360. Denny Hamlin would be number two. His odds are plus 450. So I could put $100 on Denny right now if you are standing firm in your belief that this is the year. I could win $500, $450. Would I have to split that with you? No, because you're not risking any of the money. I would be. But I'll tell you what's interesting. So I'm looking here at my phone to get an idea.
You know, they don't build those betting apps because they want to give you money.
Oh, I know. It's they don't have those big old pretty casinos because they give money away.
Yeah.
Ryan Blaney is actually third in the point standings, but he is fourth in the odds. Well, actually tied with Kyle Larson. I'm trying to see if there's any kind of standouts that that would surprise me. Connor Zillish.
What about
Connor Zillish has better odds to win the Cup Championship than Chris Buescher? That doesn't make any sense. They obviously. Where's
Bubba Wallace show up on the radar?
Bubba's right there, plus 5,000. So it's basically Tyler Reddick and Denny are plus 360, plus 450, plus 650, plus 650. Christopher Bell plus 750. William Byron plus 8. And then from there on, it goes 10, 11, and even more. And then the worst, like, if you put all your money on, if you put $100 on Austin Dillon winning the championship, you could walk away with $17,000. But it's also, you're probably just giving them $100 at that point.
Yeah. When I look at the top 15, one of the things that stands out to me the most is Bubba Wallace in 15th spot. Bubba Wallace had been having some of the best races of his career this year.
Some of the most consistent, I'll say.
Yeah. When we were looking at his career in the first early part of the season, we thought, man, Bubba Wallace is doing great. Great finishes, his morale, his attitude, everything's going full speed ahead. They're doing well. They're falling right in behind 2311 driver Tyler Reddick as far as got that momentum on their side. Best season we've ever seen of Bubba. And then things have started taking a little bit of a different direction. 15th spot. Chase Briscoe, Brad Keselowski, Shane Van Gisbergen, William Byron, even Daniel Suarez are all drivers that are sitting in better places than he is. It's interesting and surprising at the same time.
Yeah, popular driver, in good equipment. We'll see if Bubba can turn it around.
But then also when I look at the top 15, another thing that stands out and impresses me is in ninth spot, we got Carson Hocevar driving the Chili's car.
Just hanging in.
He is.
Like a hair in a biscuit.
He's going strong. And, man, that would be cool if he could at least not only go into the NASCAR championship, But if he at least finished in the top 10 this year, I think that's very achievable for Carson Hocevar. You look at SVG in 12th spot. We hadn't even, you know, covered a good number of the road courses. So he's got some more wins. We could see SVG hovering around that top five position before too long. It's not totally out of the question.
No, I agree. First of all, if Hocevar finishes in the top 10 this year, that's got to be, with his popularity and all, that's got to be one of the most successful rookie campaigns in a really long time.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't know. This is SVG obviously going to have a couple more chances to win coming up at road course races. You know, Keselowski, Logano, these are all names. You know, Kyle Busch, of course, obviously passing away, but these are all guys that are towards the end of it, but still just big household names.
There's never going to be another driver to fill the shoes of Kyle Busch. And oftentimes we try to find drivers to fill the positions. For example, Dale Earnhardt. It's been said by some that Carson Hocevar has got a lot of the characteristics of Dale Earnhardt. Maybe he does have a few, but each one of these drivers have their own character, their own personality. The thing that we need as a NASCAR nation, we need more of those personalities, whatever it may be, whatever it looks like, whatever color and design it has, we need more of those personalities. And I am looking forward to seeing what the future holds for Carson Hocevar, because he could be the driver that fills the void of not having the, you know, the excitement of in the ups and downs and in the boos and the cheers of what we're going to be missing now of Kyle Busch. We could have drivers like Carson Hocevar sort of fill those spaces that now we've got a void in.
NASCAR has right now they truly have a fame problem. The recognizable names to the casual fans are the older guys kind of on their way out. Mm-hmm. You know, Chase Elliott is the most popular driver in our sport, but I don't know. I mean, if Chase Elliott were to walk in Food City right now, I don't know that he's going to get stopped by anybody.
Yeah,
we don't agree. We don't have that. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
And probably the guy that was most like that just passed.
That you bring out a good point. If you go outside the NASCAR nation, the NASCAR fan base, and you go to the casual NASCAR fan, I believe you're right. There's not going to be a large percentage of people that I think are going to know who Chase Elliott is. And you're right. He's been our most popular driver now for a number of years. And I think some of that is because Chase he's quiet. He's mild manner. He's not one to stir things up. He's not one to get upset. He's not one to have or be out looking for controversy or a battle. He's just always hanging back, consistent, trying to stay out of trouble. And we need some more of what we just lost, but then we need some more of what's being created with like a Carson Hocevar.
Yeah, no, I'm 100%.
All right, so when you look at the top 10 right now, what stands out to you? What would you say is the number one biggest surprise to you this week?
You know, a lot of the usual suspects. I guess I'm surprised at just how good a season Ty Gibbs is having, being in the top five, but also what a quiet season Chris Buescher's having, hanging out in the eighth spot. And Daniel Suarez being top 10. I mean, we seems like there's a little bit of a transition right now.
That's my number one on my list of top 10 standouts is Daniel Suarez. 10th position. A driver that did not know if he was even going to be able to remain in the Cup Series last year after losing his position at Trackhouse Racing. I think a lot of us thought, could we see him going back down into the O'Reilly Series? Or how much more of a lifespan does he have in NASCAR, period? He got with Spire Motorsports. He won a race. He's been running consistently. We're seeing productivity coming out of Spire Motorsports. And here we are, 10th spot. That's the one that stands out to me this week. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we will get into our highlight of the week titled Where Are They Now? Our featured driver is Ken Schrader. We'll also get into as much news in the world of NASCAR as we have time for. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us as we are broadcasting from the Nugget Dentistry Studio. You can find them online at NuggetDentistry.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nugget Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nugget Dentistry. Nugget Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nugget Dentistry Studio. Find Nugget Dentistry online at NuggetDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Been talking about Nashville. Woo! Now we turn our attention to towards Michigan, Sean. So we're going to go to one of the, you know, biggest, most horsepower driven, I guess. It's big enough to be a restrictor play track, but it's not. Kind of one of those tracks that the new cars and the new setups have kind of revamped it. It's kind of made it, to me, a more exciting race. You're going to have restarts with four wide. You're going to have a lot of jockeying for position out the gate. Now, it will tend to get spread out over time, but, you know, Michigan, it's going to be just as important as the rest of them, so to speak. But then we really get into some good races. We're going Pocono and then two back-to-back street races. We've got the San Diego Street Course and Sonoma Raceway.
You know, we've talked more in this hour so far about manufacturers than we typically do, and we've talked about the fact that Toyota's sort of king of the hill right now. Don't you know Toyota's looking forward to this weekend? Because they're going right into the backyard of Ford and Chevrolet, where their headquarters is and where their management team is, and all their a lot of their employees and special guests will be there this weekend. And it's just another opportunity for Toyota to just, you know, sort of show that right now they got it together and they're doing really well. So, and you never know, Toyota may be doing something special up there too, just to sort of emphasize how well they're doing in the sport. All right, I want to go to our little fun special segment we're doing now.
Oh, here we go. Where are they now?
Where are they now? Our featured driver.
Brought to you by... you know what? We need like a... oh, gosh.
Quality Fence.
Like Quality Fence could sponsor this, but we need like a private eye service. Where are they now? Brought to you by... We're going to find them, private eye.
And our featured driver today is former NASCAR driver Ken Schrader.
Kenny!
Ken, he never left racing, really. He just left NASCAR Cup Series racing. He's still racing regular on dirt and asphalt short tracks around the United States. He has always been known as a racer, and he competes just about wherever he can, and he's been known to compete throughout the weekdays of the week. He operated Schrader Racing based in Missouri, where he manages and owns racing activities and equipment. He occasionally makes appearances with NASCAR-related series and special events. He also participated in historic and exhibition races in 2026. He was announced as one of the former NASCAR stars competing in the Revive International Race of Championship exhibition events that's coming up. He's also was a track owner and promoter of the longtime I-55 Raceway, later known as the Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-59. He sold that and his partner sold the track in late 2004, where he was roughly the owner of over 30 years. He is retired from NASCAR Cup racing, but he hasn't retired and stepped away from grassroots motorsports. He's doing well and still looking good. He does a podcast often with Kenny Schrader.
Yeah, Herman Schrader with Dirty Mo Media. Yeah. And I'd like to listen to that.
So Kenny Wallace is certainly a legend. Of course, you and I got a chance to meet him and
we
talked with him when he was at Cleveland Speedway years ago.
Yeah, I feel like, and we had both of them, didn't we, Herman? Yeah.
Yeah, we did. That was back in the day when I think we did Valvoline Racing Tonight at Fox 61. So that would have been somewhere around 2008 or 2009. So it's been a few years ago.
I got to tell you, We've done a bunch, haven't we?
20 years of radio together, 25 years of the show here, and then we've done about 9 years of television on Fox 61, Channel 3 for 3 years at Fox, and then 3 or 4 years at Revan TV, which was part of Lucan Communications. Been a lot of fun. But I think one thing we determined over all those years is we had a face for radio.
Well, your radio is it is the most fun.
I would agree with that.
And
TV is too scripted.
And listen, and you know, number one, it's technology. But number two, it's because the media, this particular format. This is why podcasts have blown up. That's why, you know, the joke, everybody's got a podcast. because it's a lot of fun to sit here and talk to a friend or a guest about a subject you know a lot about or are very interested in, and to just talk. That is fun. TV is not that way. It's still very cool. Your wife's on it, but yes, you are there. You're reading. There's a plan. You've got to go here. You've got to look here. You and I, we just do whatever, man. We just talk some NASCAR. Yeah.
And when you and I did television, we did have a fair amount of freedom, but there was always a teleprompter.
Yeah, there's always
in front of us.
Always a way. It's different. And but what the heck, man? It's fun.
A lot of good years. It's hard to believe that you're getting that old. And you just had a birthday, so happy birthday.
Best thing about it is no matter how old I am, you're still 10 years older. I can always count
how is
on
that,
you
How is
being
that a good thing? That's 10, not a good thing.
It's not for you. It is for me.
Oh, goodness. 47 years old, Casey Orr became last Friday. I remember when he was just a pup.
God, I've been in Chattanooga for 22 years now.
Yeah, a long 22. Time.
I don't feel old enough to have done anything for 22 years.
Yeah, for sure. All right, sir, any final words before we go?
Nope, let's have a great week, and let's get back here and talk about Michigan.
Yeah, we hopefully will have a great week of sunny weather. The rain is about out of here, so we hope all of you out there get outside and do something. You know, go for a walk, go for a run, get some exercise, get healthy, do like Casey Orr, and get in the gym.
Branch chain amino acids,
that's,
Sean.
That's right.
Got to take some creatine.
But regardless of all that, join us again next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, and we'll continue to keep you up to date with all the NASCAR on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. Prepare yourself for a reckoning, for when your world seems to cry.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.